Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
I'm not just good, I'm great.
What?
You know why?
Why?
Because we got a game this weekend. If I asked you at the beginning of the season what's going to happen in this game, the answer is very different than if I ask you today what's going to happen in this game.
The more I think about it, the more I read about the Eagles, the more I go back on the recent Eagles struggles, I guess you could say, relatively speaking, this game is looking more and more winnable to me.
All right, so this is the portion of the program that I've been waiting for since, I don't know, Sunday afternoon when I warned all of you. I said, the best thing that can happen for the Bears is that the Philadelphia Eagles find a way to beat the Dallas Cowboys. And one particular person on our show was like, that doesn't make sense.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Robbie, why was that so confounding
to
you?
Well, the logic was, if the Eagles beat the Cowboys, the Bears are going to win. And if the Eagles lose, the Bears are going to lose. It didn't compute in my brain. It still doesn't compute in my brain.
So let me help walk through this. Their offense is broken. People are unhappy. But now that they gave up the 24 points in the second half, now they're wide awake.
A few moments later.
Caleb Williams. This is it. This is the Caleb Williams coming out party.
I got the Bears winning this game. Caleb Williams.
Robbie, Ray, everybody, write that down.
The special comes out.
Mitch, let everybody in here write this down.
The special comes out.
Okay.
The special comes out on Friday.
Gosh, what is this?
What I'm saying is they had a better chance of winning. They had a better chance of winning. I didn't say they couldn't win. I said they have a better chance of winning. A much better chance of winning.
I can't believe you're picking the Bears.
Snip, snip, snip.
I'm taking the Bears.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Isn't it ironic that after all of that and the talk that the twist was Marshall Harris picking the Chicago Bears to win? And I will admit, low-key, I've been trying to tell people that Philadelphia is not exactly monstrous right now, and I did pick the Eagles to win the game. So it got real at the end of the show yesterday. Marshall Harris, how you doing with that little smile you got going on right now?
I'm smiling because I'm sitting next to you on this beautiful overcast Wednesday.
Just another overcast day in Chicago on Thanksgiving Eve. Shout out to the Pilgrims. Hello to the Pilgrims. I know we still have a significant portion of Pilgrims in this city who I respect. I see them walking around with their belt buckles and their hat. Saw a few this morning.
I don't think that was.
Pilgrim?
Yeah. Hey, we still have Pilgrims here, right? I mean, they're still gathering and hanging out and making sweet potatoes and whatnot, our Pilgrims. What, you guys anti-pilgrim in this city? You guys racist? What's going on here? You guys
I'm going to give the shout out to the Native Americans who, without their help, the pilgrims and whoever would not have gotten to.
I am all for that. Tutanka, yes, absolutely. I am all for the pilgrims. I am all for the Native Americans. Let's all come together.
Sounds like you guys are all for America. Wow.
America.
What was that?
I don't know. I've never heard that voice before.
That's I like it out of Ray, though. I can get used to it. Add that to your personality card.
There it is.
I'm looking out the window right now. I got a couple pilgrims. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I saw some on State Street because I was walking in right by the theater.
Those are just people making pilgrimages to their jobs and whatnot.
Okay. I mean, they had the white shirt on and the big cone hat, the whole thing, and
the
buckles.
I didn't see any cone hats. I run from cone hats.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's usually how that goes.
That's a pretty bad cone hat idea by me right there. I'm sorry. I hope you're not completely offended.
No, I'm good. I'm rolling with it.
Ray Diaz is a pretty... You just heard his voice. This is Robbie Triano's final day as a score producer. So just take that in today. Take it in.
I've been letting it wash over me for the last almost 2 weeks because, you know how I know Robbie's smart? Robbie's the kind of guy that gives 2 weeks notice when he knows, oh, I wasn't going to work those last 2 days anyway. So he actually doesn't have to work a full
Thursday
2 weeks.
And Friday's off for me. That is him. That was part of the strategy.
That's what he did.
It's a nice thing. You know what blows me away as we get into the Bears and Eagles here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody? And we're open for you. I do like random calls.
Open it up.
Open it up. It's a Thanksgiving Eve. It's like a Friday. I don't know what this day feels like for people. For some people, it's a completely normal day. Like us, we're working. I'd imagine that there's lots of people that are off today. But there is a significant portion of people who are working today. So shout out to the people who actually bothered to go to work today and who are listening to us here today talk about the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, I had in my mind, thinking about Bears and Eagles through the years, I just think of nightmares, quite frankly. Like, I'm talking about regular season.
Playoffs.
I'm talking about playoffs. I mean... The 2 years that I can't stop talking about, 2001, where the Bears had this fantastic regular season, and then they got Hugh Douglas from WIP Radio nowadays, and Jim Miller got killed and all of that stuff. He's with us still, our Jim Miller, but it almost felt like he was going to die that day. And then, of course, I don't have to go into the deets of what happened in 2018, another playoff loss to the mighty Eagles. As a matter of fact, as I went back to try to confirm my thinking on the Bears not having recent success against the Eagles, yeah, the Eagles are 3-1 historically against the Bears in the playoffs. The Bears have not beaten the Philadelphia Eagles since the year 2011. Specifically, that was oh my goodness gracious.
November 7th. Oh, November 7th.
2011. I almost did that too when I wrote it down. It gets very tricky. Jay Cutler was playing. He had 2 touchdowns that day. Matt Forte, 24 carries for 133 yards with his backup. Anybody? I mean, remember his backup? Marion Barber, ladies and gentlemen. Edgar Bennett had 95 yards that day. Roy Williams! Robbie, do you remember Roy Williams?
Former Lions wide receiver.
There you go. Star-crossed Roy. 3 catches for 46 yards in that game. And I'm just looking really quick who, because I love doing this stuff. The Brian Urlacher had 21 tackles that day.
Is that a lot?
That's 21? A lot of tackles.
Sack machine.
The funny part about Urlacher back in the day is that Urlacher would go out and have a great game. He'd have 9 or 10 or 11 tackles or whatever. But then when they did the official report, it would be 15 tackles. They were very generous to Urlacher back in the day. Lance Briggs had 10 tackles. A gentleman by the name of Chris Conti, Randall Cobb, anyone, had 8 tackles that day. So that's the last time the Bears beat the Eagles ever was November 7th, 2011, and there's been a bunch of nightmare games. That brings us up to the present day. Here we are, Bears and Eagles on Friday at the Link. And yesterday, I picked the Eagles to win by 3, and you, sir, confidently said that the Bears would win this game, and essentially, I don't want to mischaracterize you at all, and I'm going to open it up to you right now, but am I right to say that you are saying the Bears are going to win this game because of Caleb Williams?
That is the thing, and here's why, and let me lay it out for you, okay? And when you say the way I picked them, remember, I did say if they had lost the Eagles
to the Cowboys, that's what's causing this to be a closer call for me. Because it was like maybe two-thirds weight on the Bears if the Eagles come to this game off of a win. But now they've kind of been, you know, woken up, if you will. See, you think they're still asleep.
They're woke.
They're not woke. They're just woken up.
Okay. They have awakened. Oh, yeah. I think that they're a napping giant right now, just for the record.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not a sleeping giant. They're a napping giant. Yeah. Napping.
So when I picked them yesterday and I said this, I said, it's like 51% of me is going with the Bears to 49% going with the Eagles, as opposed to what would have been 67% with the Bears.
So it's not a super confident Bears are going to win. 60% of
I like their chances.
Okay.
And here's why I like their chances. Because one thing I've learned about Ben Johnson, as we every week go through this tape of Caleb Williams doing his thing, we keep talking about how much meat is left on the bone for this offense. The offense has just dropped 31 on a good Steelers defensive unit, by the way, or one that had been playing better. And now I'm looking at it like this. Vic Fangio, I know his history in Chicago. I know he is adored. He's respected. He's obviously the guy who's been able to architect a defense that's won a Super Bowl as recently as last year.
Yeah.
He doesn't have all those players from a year ago, number one. Number two, teams have been able to score on the Eagles. Their offense is broken, and maybe it wakes up on Sunday. But even if the Eagles' offense does wake up on Sunday, I have faith that Ben Johnson can scheme it up to put Vic Fangio's defense in conflict. And the only question, really, offensively speaking, for the Bears, who are a healthy team offensively, is simply, can Caleb Williams execute what Ben Johnson draws up? Ben Johnson will have opportunities for big, explosive plays. He will have opportunities to establish a running game that ranks second in the NFL. Caleb, it's on you. Go out there, don't turn the ball over, and execute on the throws that are schemed up for you with wide open receivers.
I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is going to have a bad game necessarily, but I can't sit here and knowing what you just laid out about Vic Fangio, who may be the best defensive coordinator in the league. He is innovative. Other defensive coordinators have copied what he does in terms of disguising defenses. We know that at times that Caleb Williams, like one of the issues with Caleb Williams, and the best example of it is, the loud example of it is, and maybe this is not a fair example to use, but when you had the strip sack touchdown last week, there are moments where, and he can get over this, Caleb Williams gets flustered. He gets conflicted, I think is probably the better word. Flustered, probably not as good of a word. Conflicted in his mind on what he wants to do with the ball, where he wants to go with the ball, what he wants to do with his legs. Does he want to throw the ball out of bounds? Who is better at putting quarterbacks in conflict and making things look like they are real and they're not actually real than Vic Fangio? So I'm not saying that Caleb can't overcome some of that. And I do like that Ben Johnson is on the Bears side and Declan Doyle, obviously, to a different degree, that they can scheme this and adjust to it. We have seen that happen. I just think there's going to be some clunky moments against Vic. And you're right, like, the Eagles aren't as dominant as they were last year, but they still got a pretty tremendous roster of guys who haven't truly awakened yet with Jalen Carter. Will Jalen Phillips play? Zach Bond is a bit of a stud. Jordan Davis, I talked about him. Nick Dean, pretty good too. 3 sacks this year. So I just think there's a lot of different obstacles that Caleb will be dealing with. I feel like early on, especially, this game is going to be a struggle for the Bears in general, I think, because of how pumped up that crowd can be and how inspired they're going to be playing.
I disagree.
Really? Okay.
That is a crowd ready to turn on the Eagles at the moment of first distress. Have you been to a game in Philadelphia?
I think that is one stadium that...
Have you never been to the Link?
Have I been to the Link?
Let me tell you something. Coming off the loss to the Cowboys,
have the Bears played? Did the Bears play at Philadelphia between 2018 and 2020? When was the pandemic? Pandemic screws everything up. Anyway, go on.
No. Listen very carefully as we talk about Caleb Williams and why he's going to be the difference maker one way or the other for the Bears come Sunday. You just talked about, he puts disguises, blah blah blah. Vic Fangio. I saw what happened in the second half of that game against the Cowboys. You know who really put it on the Cowboys? Dennis Allen. You remember that game, right? Where you had all the different things going different ways, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think more about Caleb that day.
How come Vic Fangio couldn't put Dak Prescott to sleep then? My thing is, Caleb Williams is closer to Dak Prescott in style of play than what, I don't know, Jalen Hurts, the Super Bowl MVP, is. And so I think Dennis Allen, with his weapons coming back, Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, if that happens, I know we don't have a confirmation, but that's the way it's leaning, right? I have faith that that's going to be a bigger stress on the Eagles than what we're talking about with the Bears versus the Eagles. Vic Fangio, he can create problems, but I think Ben Johnson's going to have some answers to the test. Now, can Caleb Williams execute? That's the only question I have.
I would say the difference between Dak Prescott and Caleb Williams, though, is a lot of years, is wisdom.
But you saw Dak Prescott's offense not be able to keep up with what Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson was doing, right?
I did.
You saw Matt Eberflus adjust in the second half of that game against the
absolutely.
Eagles.
It's all there. It's all. I think it's a pretty good chess match. I just can't be as confident, obviously, as you are.
So you're not confident in Ben Johnson's ability to scheme open guys?
I'm more confident in Vic Fangio's ability to scheme up his defense. So yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying right now. Still a rookie coach, by the way.
And to your point earlier that you made about what happened with the Steelers last week with the strip sack, I didn't think of that as overthinking. I think he just made a boneheaded play. I think it's way more simple than what you made it out to be.
No, I think he was conflicted in that spot. Boneheaded play.
You can't hold on the ball for 4 seconds in your own end zone when TJ Watt is on the other side.
Like, well, think about this. He's been so good at pivoting out of those situations.
Not the time
nor
the place.
How could it be anything but flustered or conflicted in that
he
moment?
He learned from that experience. Not the time nor the place to be trying to wiggle your way out of things. Midfield, sure.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today when we return. Why don't we go to Philadelphia?
Okay.
Want to do that? Let's see what the Philadelphia people are thinking right now, because we can't figure it out. So we're going to go to Derek Gunn. He's a veteran NFL reporter covering the Eagles. We'll give some more deets on exactly what it is that Derek Gunn does in Philly, but maybe he can straighten us out next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If we're really focusing on winning and doing our job, like, we can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. Like, at what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense that we're say we're so great, you know? And that's what I'm getting at. It's not about we're not winning or I don't care about winning. All I care about is stats. No, it's been week after week, sometimes we're not contributing. We're not doing our job on offense.
A.J. Brown, Eagles wide receiver, being real. 46 catches for 567 yards this year for the occasionally unsatisfied, outstanding wide receiver of the Philadelphia Eagles. As we welcome you back into Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score, Layla is off today. And Chris Emma, by the way, Marshall, reminded me that the Bears did play at the Eagles in the year 2019. So I have been to the link. Is it bad that I've been to so many stadiums now, baseball and football, that I don't remember every stadium that I have attended? Is it unspoiled or what?
You are spoiled.
Yeah, your mic's off.
Let's be clear, you're very spoiled. You're very spoiled.
It's a pillow.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris Emma, who will be out at Hallis Hall today. Let's go to Philadelphia and bring in Derek Gunn. Derek is the Verizon Eagles pre- and post-game show host, along with former Eagles linebacker Seth Joyner, available on the Seth Joyner YouTube channel. And Derek Gunn is also the co-host of the Birds Weekly podcast. That is like their version of Take the North, which is a very successful podcast. I see the numbers. It's very good. And now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is indeed Derek Gunn. Download the Circa app today. Derek, thanks for being on the Score. How are you today here on this Thanksgiving Eve and 2 days away from the Bears and the Eagles at the Link?
Doing well, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Thank you very much. What's the feel there, man? Like, is the sky falling in Philly right now if the Eagles don't put up a dominant performance against the Bears on Friday?
In one word, yes. losing to the Dallas Cowboys and the manner in which they lost that game, it was like the Eagles season ended for a lot of fans because they had held Dallas to 60 yards of offense after the first quarter, and over the last two plus quarters of that game, Dallas ran up 413 yards of offense and scored 24 unanswered points. And people are screaming, fire this person, fire that person. It is not a happy, festive Thanksgiving mood in the city of brotherly love.
Do there need to be changes? Are you on board with that? Like, does this team need tightening up, or is it all ridiculous?
They're not going to make changes. Where are you going to go? You're not going to change offensive coordinators. I know Dan Campbell took away play calling in Detroit. But at this stage, you're not going to make personnel changes. You are what you are at this stage of a season. They have the talent to rectify this. They just haven't. They just have not yet. When you look at the manner in which they've won most of their games this season, except for that second go-around with the Giants where they blew the Giants out, the Eagles have been skating all season long, winning by 3 points, 4 points. They get a blocked field goal here, a key interception there. But they have not put away teams in the manner in which they did in 2024, which propelled them to the Super Bowl. And now, all of the season except one game, they have had no running game, which has really handcuffed this offense. The defense has basically carried the team, and then the defense collapsed down in Dallas this past Sunday. So people are pulling their hair out trying to figure out what's going on with this team. A team, by the way, that is still 8-3, and at the hierarchy of the playoff seeding behind right now behind the Rams, but still in a very good position. But that's not good enough for fans of Philadelphia.
Yeah, the standard's a little bit higher. It's funny because the way you were describing the Eagles and the way they've been winning games is much the same way we've been describing the Bears and the way they've been winning games. The expectations just haven't been there because, you know, the Bears, they're not coming off of a Super Bowl season. Derek, I got to ask you, because I was trying to explain to Mark here how things can change rapidly and how a road game against the Eagles can quickly become more of a home game if they come out and struggle on offense. Can you explain to Mark what will happen if the Bears come down there and they get a couple of three and outs against the Eagles and the Eagles can't get a first down the first couple of drives?
There will be a lot of booze raining down from Lincoln Financial Field, number one. Number two, if the Bears jump out to a lead on the Eagles, that stadium's going to get quiet real quick. It is one of the more boisterous stadiums in all of the National Football League, but it will get real quiet if the Bears jump out, let's say, 10-point lead, 14-point lead early in that game, and these fans will be raining down booze on Eagles. There's no question about that.
That's hilarious.
Also, Gunner, the blueprint for me is what happened in that first Giants game. This is how you beat the Bears. You run the football with impunity. You have the threat of a running quarterback. The Bears check all those boxes. Can you see Caleb Williams being a problem for Vic Fangio's defense as it looks now compared to maybe a year ago?
Well, you look at what Jackson Dart did to them the first time. He helped beat the Eagles with his legs as much as his arm. And for the Eagles, it's all about being disciplined, containing the edges. If they over-pursue Caleb, he's going to step up and take off, and he's a faster version of Jackson Dart. So, yes, they have the ability to do some damage against this Eagles defense. But this Eagles defense, is Marshall, as you know, is pretty good. They've got some stout people in the trenches. Adding Jalen Phillips from Miami was huge before the trade deadline. You have Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and then they brought back our guy, Brandon Graham as well, coming off the edges. So they're a stout unit, but they've been an undisciplined unit in some ways as well. If they can contain Caleb and keep him in the pocket and not let him get out, that could do a lot to disrupt the Chicago offense. Now, obviously, the Eagles secondary has been nicked up. They lost a young rookie cornerback, a safety, and Andre Bakuba. He has a fractured leg. Adoree Jackson, we thought he had a concussion. Now we're finding out. Supposedly, he didn't have a concussion, so he's going to play. But people have been up and down on him all season long. He's had two back-to-back pretty good games. But for the most part, he has been what they've considered the weak link on the back end of their defense. Reed Blankenship left the game against Dallas holding his leg. Supposedly, he's okay. But they're going to make a few changes on the back end of that defense, and let's see if they can hold it up. If the Bears can sustain drives and keep that Eagles offense off the field, it's going to be an interesting game to the finish.
We are talking to Derek Gunn in Philly, Verizon Eagles pre- and post-game show, along with former Eagles linebacker Seth Joyner, available on the Seth Joyner YouTube channel. Derek, also the co-host of the Birds Weekly podcast, as it's Raheem Harris and Grody here on The Score. Let's talk about the offense, and I think I want to zero in on Saquon Barkley. I've heard a lot coming out of Philly, everything from, I guess the most jarring thing I heard is somebody saying that he's lost a step. What has this year been like for Saquon Barkley?
Miserable. No, he has not lost a step. When you're running back coming off a 2,000-yard season, everybody's honing in on you. So the Eagles have two dilemmas. Number one, they are everybody's Super Bowl every week because they won the big show. Number two, they have a 2,000-yard rusher. So, obviously, coordinators look at the film in the offseason. They're going to change their schemes and concepts. Now, the Eagles' Pro Bowl guard, Landon Dickerson, said a few days ago that the Dallas Cowboys used more five-man fronts since they added Quentin Williams from the Jets, and they hadn't seen the Cowboys use a lot of five-man fronts. But my rebuttal is, wait a minute. Every team in the National Football League uses five-man fronts at various times. But they didn't practice that much, and then he tried to re-clarify what he exactly meant. Saquon has been getting hit. When he gets the ball in his hands, he's been getting hit either at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage 40% of the time when he touches the ball. Mm. He has nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The stretch zone runs are not working. Teams' front sevens are filling the gaps better. They're honing in on him. Basically, they're taking away the Eagles' run game as they have all season long, and daring the Eagles to throw against them. And the Eagles' passing game has been okay, but it hasn't been a prolific passing game. When you look at Jalen Hurts' numbers, Jalen Hurts has only thrown one interception all season long, 16 touchdown passes. But the passing game overall, when you have that wealth of talent on the outside, when you have an A.J. Brown, when you have a Devontae Smith, a Dallas Goedert, you should be chewing up teams left and right and just walking up and down fields, but that hasn't happened with this passing game.
Derek, when we look at Jalen Hurts specifically, it seems like he's the answer to what's wrong with the Eagles from an offensive standpoint, because it seems like he doesn't want to, you know, challenge down the field with those guys you just mentioned, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And A.J. Brown kind of channeling his inner Keyshawn Johnson, maybe even his inner Terrell Owens, the way he's been talking about the offense and his lack of involvement consistently within it.
Well, you know, a lot of people try to say A.J. was being selfish in a lot of ways. And sometimes when you looked at his body language, you wondered if he was giving 100% effort or if that hamstring injury that he's been dealing with off and on was plaguing him. But he had been telling us all season long that the offensive passing game was out of kilter. And everybody wanted to say, A.J., you're more concerned about your numbers than you are the overall structure and winning concept of this Eagles team, and as it has evolved over the last several weeks. You look at how they played against the Packers, Detroit. They found a way to win those games. Then they go to Dallas. They found a way to lose that game. So we're now starting to see in a lot of ways how this passing game has held them back. Now, the edict on Jalen has been he doesn't like throwing a ball in a tight window. And a lot of times he stands back there and he holds the ball too long. Prime example, crucial point of the game on Sunday, on a 3rd-and-2 situation, which was the final straw basically for the Eagles. On a 3rd-and-2, normally you run the ball. And if you don't, you run it again to keep the clock moving. He steps back to pass. He passed the ball. And instead of throwing it out of bounds, he takes a sack for like 15 yards. Put the Eagles further back, which gave Dallas that much better field position, which led to Dallas going down the field to get that game-winning field goal. So that's been one of the knocks on Jalen, is that he doesn't go through his progressions extremely well, and sometimes he holds the football a little bit too long.
Let's go to another Jalen. How has Jalen Carter played this year for the Eagles? He's a guy that definitely gets talked about a lot around here. The Bears had the opportunity to draft him. Instead, they took Darnell Wright, the right tackle of the Bears, who looks like he's turning out to be a really nice product. But what's been going down with Jalen Carter this year?
Jalen Carter has been a monster for the most part this year, although in the Dallas game, he was a no-show. No tackles, no quarterback pressures. Dallas did a great job of walling him off and keeping him away from Dak Prescott. But Jalen Carter, that's where the engine starts on this Eagles defense. If he gets pressure up the middle, it forces quarterbacks to get off their spot, doesn't allow them to plant that back foot to step into their throws. You look at what he did to Jared Goff. They made Jared Goff's night in Philadelphia miserable. Jared Goff couldn't stand stationary 10% of the time when he dropped back to pass because the Eagles were swarming all over him. They couldn't get that same kind of pressure on Dak Prescott. But if Jalen Carter gets his motor going and if he can get pressure up the middle, that's going to disrupt a lot of the concepts of what the Bears want to do in the passing game.
And Gunnar, I know there's been a lot of reports about people other than A.J. Brown being unhappy with what's going on there. Is that just a product of not being as successful as you were a year ago, or is there fire where the smoke is coming from?
Well, it's a little of both. There's frustration. But, you know, when you're frustrated and you're winning, a lot of times winning cures a lot of what ails you. You know, this team, you know, feels they should be a lot better. Their offense feels it has not lived up to its expectation while the defense has carried this team for the most part. The zone blocking has not been there for the running game. The passing game has not been consistent. And yet, as I said a little while ago, they still found ways to win more games than they've lost. And they're still controlling the division in the NFC East. But they have a higher expectation. They expected a lot more out of themselves. You know, this running game was like number one in the National Football League a year ago. Now the offense as a whole is down under 20.
Yeah.
But yet they're sitting here 8-3. I've never seen this where teams struggle as much as this team does, and yet they're 8-3 and leading their division.
Yeah, we're talking about that here a lot, man. The Bears have a negative point differential, and those teams typically do not succeed. So some similarities between the cities. Really quick, before we let you go, who you picking, man?
I got to go with the home team. I mean, they're playing in Philly. If it was in Chicago, I might look at it a little differently. But they're in Philly, and it is tough for an opponent to come into Philadelphia and win a game. They don't lose many games at home, especially over the last couple of years. But I do think that they are going to go after Caleb. I don't know if the Bears wide receivers can get the best of the Eagles secondary in one-on-one situations. I know DeAndre Swift is looking forward to this game a lot. And I know CJGJ is looking forward to this game a lot.
You guys miss him, don't you?
Oh, man, do they miss him on the back end of this defense?
I bet.
They still talk about him in Philadelphia. So I'm going to pick the Eagles to somehow, some way, find a way to win this game, like 27-24.
Ooh, that's a lot more points than I thought. Okay.
I think I picked the same thing. I got the Eagles winning 27-24, so you and I could hang out, Derek. Can I call you Gunner, the way Marshall's been calling you that throughout this interview? Is that cool?
You can call me that even more so than Marshall, and here's why. You know, first of all, to this day, Marshall, my family still doesn't know how much you and our former colleague Barrett Brooks, who worked for NBC in Philadelphia, antagonized me all these years and tried to play the innocent role. And by the way, my wife and three kids told me to tell you that, and happy Thanksgiving. But they still don't know that you're like that
monster.
No,
in here.
I'm a great guy. Don't listen to Gunner. I appreciate it. His wife, the cooking is legendary. The ribs from Gunner are legendary. I've been to the homestead. Gunner, we appreciate you stopping by on the show, even though you're trying to embarrass
you
me right
like,
now.
You want to let Derek go
I'm
now, huh?
Now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They don't want you. You don't want people to know you like that little brother who hit somebody in the ribs and then you run behind mom and dad and scream, "He hit me first."
He's Eddie Haskell. I never knew it.
That was a long time ago, Gunner. I've matured since then.
Wow. Derek, thank you, man. You're awesome. I appreciate your information.
Hey, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, man. Yeah. Have a great turkey day.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gunner. Give your family my love.
Yeah, that is.
I sure will.
You want to follow Derek Gunn on X? You can at the Real D Gunn. Who are you, Marshall Harris?
I'm evolved. That's what I am.
Oh my God! This obviously is a. This is great.
I'm shook.
You know why I'm shook? Because I'm supposedly the pot stirrer. I mean, like, and I am. I own some of that, but oh yeah. And you accuse me of it too, Marshall. Who else can we get in Marshall's past? Let's go to Sacktown next.
Doug.
Doug.
Doug is very much in
Doug
the present.
Call in.
He's Doug. In Marshall's besties, Doug and Carl. All right. This is the most consequential Bears regular season game since fill in the blank. Let's talk about that next. And if you want to play along, this is probably a good text conversation. 312-644-6767. This is the most, and again, consequential. So you can't say, like, big game, yeah, this the start of the 2019 season coming up. Not that. Most consequential regular season game since when? 312-644-6767 is the number. It is Raheemy. Harris.
Why you say it like that?
Well, I don't know who you are anymore. I mean, is that your real name? Are you Marshall Harris? I mean, that seems like a pretty generic name to me. I am Mark Grody. Layla's off. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Raheemy Harris Grody, that's the name of the show that you're listening to right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bears and Eagles on Sunday. This is the most consequential Bears regular season game since what? We allow you to and invite you to play along with us, 312-644-6767. And I'll just jump right in here, Marshall, because there's a texter that is thinking along the same lines as I right now, and that is here from the 725. This is the most consequential game since December 9th, 2018, when they beat the 11-2 Rams, which started a four-game win streak to get them into the wild card. I agree with you. That was what we call that year in 2018 a signature victory for the Bears because they were good. We didn't know how good they were. The Rams were really good, and the Rams came in and they just looked cold the entire night. Remember when he had Allen Robinson on, and I brought that game up to him, it was a few months ago, might even been before the season started, and he was able to confirm, yeah, he was like, yeah, Rams didn't want to be there that night, but that was definitely a coming of age moment for the Chicago Bears. The only other one that I would throw in there, and I was on the sidelines for the 2018 season, which was sick until the Cody Parkey miss, which was not fun to be on the sideline that day, was the on 12-16, December 16th of 2018, the Bears, I mean, it was a monumental moment to clinch the division against the Green Bay Packers in a 24-16 win that day. I mean, imagine how nice that would have been, Marshall.
Well, I think the thing you have to remember is you played against the landlord. And that's one of those rare occasions.
He wasn't the landlord then, though.
Well, you
say he had not proclaimed himself the landlord.
Well, but he was in the early stages of putting down maybe the down payment, the 20%, if you will, on the complex.
He was filling out the application. He was getting his paycheck in to the company.
He had been approved for the loan. How about that? And you beat Aaron Rodgers. And so when Trubisky beats Aaron Rodgers, the possibilities at that point are endless of what could happen, right? Yeah. What could be for this franchise? Obviously, that came crashing down, what, a couple of years later? But still,
yeah,
you had a moment. And so, like, even in these times where you surge ahead above expectations, the whole thought in the back of your mind is always going to be, well, can we sustain this? That's never going away, by the way, the can we sustain this?
Yeah.
But in that moment, you're like, I don't know if it's sustainable or not, but I know we won the North.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to play into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that is what you have to appreciate in the moment.
No doubt about it. Yeah. And that, hey, we're all about moments for sure. Did I say Sunday? I meant Friday, the Bears game. Sorry, not sorry. It's confusing time. Here's a really good one, and I'm going to jump on a call here in a second if we have time. But, I hadn't really thought about this one, but from the 847, the Tampa Bay game in 2020, the Tom Brady fifth down game on a Thursday night.
Right.
Remember that?
Where he thought,
dumb Tom Brady.
He thought he had another down to get it done.
And he didn't admit it until what, like last year or something like that? That he wasn't like,
I don't
that
remember
was
a, him admitting it. Did he admit it?
I think, I don't know. Guys, check that out. Actually, I'd be very curious. Did Tom Brady ever admit to his fifth down blunder? In the meantime, let's go to Don on the West Side. Somebody bring me Don. Don, you are on the score. Hi, Don.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Don, we're the best.
Oh, man, that's great.
See?
So, yeah, I was thinking about that, too, the Tampa Bay game from 2018. There was a lot of games that year. Because I remember it was questions about Trubisky, questions about the team. And then they go blow the doors off Tampa Bay. Then, you know, it kind of set that ball to rolling, too. So, yeah, I say this game, you know, I believe in the team. So, you know, I'm not going to just go off of just pure meatball. But it's just like the way we're playing right now, I feel like our run game is effective. It'll be good against good, our interior against their interior. I don't think that, you know, that the coach is just going to drop back and pass the ball all day with Caleb. So, for those reasons, you know, to keep it concise, I just feel like, you know, we riding the wave right now, man. I like the way our secondary playing. We get back healthy with Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon. I know the linebacker's still hurting. But I think we got a chance in this one, so I'm going to rock with the squad.
I like it, Don. Rock with the squad. Really quick, let's go to James and Elmhurst. James, what do you got? You're on Raheem Harrison Grody.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to give you an unusual take here. You may remember in 2020, the Bears were left for dead after losing to Detroit in early December. Then they beat the Texans the following week, which started a win streak, got them into the playoffs, kept Matt Nagy around for an extra year. Had he been fired that year, Who knows where we would have ended up with the coaching? Might not have been Eberflus. Who knows where we'd be today? So if you look at kind of weird dominoes year to year falling, I think that's a good one.
That's pretty good. Yeah, weird. One of those weird 500 playoff seasons, right? That's 2020, and then you get blasted by the Saints. So, yeah, it's all in the picture for sure. We've got Mike Florio coming up here momentarily, if you will. But how about this? Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses perform live at Credit One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on July 29th, provided by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 5th at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Let's talk about the Bears and the NFL with Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.